Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking Gotham. Yes, it is Sunday, January 14th, just four days till my birthday? Holy crap. Yes, and I know some of y'all are like, wait a second. You're gonna talk about Things That Go Boom, episode 10 of season 4, that like aired back in November. Yes, I know. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I have two little ones, and that is why. Okay, I'm just gonna keep it like that. Anybody that's got kids knows that your life is no more. Time stands still. It's all about their time. And that's how it is. Except today, because I'm finally talking to you guys about Gotham. I've been wanting to, man. I have these notes on the pieces of paper. If you can see my office, you can see these notes here. And like, yeah, I write some serious notes here. But still, so I'm here. Episode 10, Things That Go Boom. Let's see, what did I write about when I watched it? Professor Pig's in Arkham Asylum. Oh, yes. He stabs that dude and slices his throat, that patient guy that was pissed off about his music change. I like this guy. You know what? I've been saying I like Professor Pig, and I hope we could see more of him. And he does kind of remind me of Hannibal, you know? And I liked Hannibal. I wish they wouldn't have canceled Hannibal on NBC. Let's see what else. Lee has now started a court system in the Narrows. And some douchebag is giving her problems. Another guy wants to move on our territory. I really thought she was going to handle it differently, but she did it diplomatically with a dash of poison, which I thought was great. I'm really liking Lee's character. She's really growing into be this silent badass type, you know, which is, I think sometimes you got to watch out even more for, because they're diabolical. She's smart. So yeah, I'm a fan of where Lee's going with all this. Penguin calls out Sophia, and Sophia finally admits, like, yes, my master plan. You're an idiot. I'm doing all this stuff to put you down. He gets pissed off. And of course, the dentist shows up, who's going to pull out, pretty much torture Sophia, pull out her teeth. She's not going to have a beautiful smile anymore. But when Penguin leaves, Sophia does her Falcone stuff and is able to get released, which then it was hilarious. I loved how she like escapes that, gets downstairs, and then boom, the sirens, a.k.a. Selena, Barbara, and Tabitha, kidnap her. Which I thought that was hilarious. Seeing these three together was great. And then Sophia was great too. But after seeing Sophia and how this episode kind of played out a little bit, I don't think Sophia's ready to join the club yet. I think she's still, like, she hasn't paid her dues. Even though she's a Falcone, she's not like when Tabitha the Barber or Selena. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I just don't see that meshing well. But then when Victor comes to Penguin, when Barbara's on the phone, hilarious. Victor Zsasz is probably one of my favorite characters of the entire season. I love Victor. He is freaking hilarious. And him and Penguin together, just perfect too. I mean, they're just the tit for tat and the stuff that he says, Victor, just the way I like Victor. So that was hilarious. He shows up at the Barbara's shop with a freaking rocket launcher, blows that up, which was hilarious. They all meet under the freeway. And I'm not going to lie. Now, I've been talking spoilers, but this is a big spoiler. So if you haven't seen this episode, go away. Go away and come back. Okay, now, let's talk about this. Underneath, and Martine goes, and he gets in the car, and Penguin blows up. I was like, holy shnikes. Where were y'all with me on that? Like, I was like, holy crap. Penguin is crazy. But now this kid's out of the picture. Now no one can threaten him. But I was like, holy crap. And then we just see at the end of this episode, it was all a plan to not kill Martine, to actually have Martine go away so he cannot be used as a pawn by Victor Zsasz. I thought it was great. But when that happened, my mouth just dropped. I was like, what the fudgesicles? And I thought that was awesome. And in the end, it was just great. Professor Pig kills guard at Arkham, so you know he's going to get out. And then Enigma starts seeing the Riddler in the mirror, so that's coming to play because, of course, there's nothing been wrong with Enigma. That's what Lee says earlier in the episode. That's all in her head, that she just didn't want to change him because she likes the way he is. And I think Enigma's getting feelings for Lee, but I think the Riddler's going to stop all that. He's in the mirror right now, but soon he's going to pop right out and then go back into Enigma, and then all hell's going to break loose. And then Penguin better be ready. Other than that, that's it. I mean, this episode, I'm looking at it, a great, great episode. I thought it was great. I love the sirens, Victor Zsasz, just everything. There was so much in this episode, and it just worked well, like a nice pot of stew. Like everything just tasted good. And then the next episode we're going to be talking about is the fall finale. The fall finale of Gotham. Yes, which I think I got 2 pages of that, but I'm going to try to go through it fast. But other than that, another great episode. Another great episode. So that is it. If you want to check out more of my reactions, recaps, reviews, rants, whatever you want to call them, you can go to iwatchmike.com. That's my blog, iwatchmike.com. Click on the top where it says podcasts, and you can't miss any of the shows. But if you want to just go straight there, you can type in, Talking Gotham on iTunes or Talking Gotham on audioboom.com. You can go straight there and then subscribe to those shows there, and that way you don't miss a show. Let's see what else. I think that's it. My Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook is I Watch Mike. And my Snapchat is Mike the Movie Guy, THA Movie Guy. And I think that's it. But if you missed all that, it's on the blog, iwatchmike.com. So everybody have a great Sunday. We're going to talk mid-season finale in just a few minutes. And then I'll get ready to go to work. And then, that's about it. All right, peace out, peeps.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.